Animal Brain Radio. Hello, this is DJ Nathan. Having an off day, totally forgot the mic wasn't on. You are dialing into CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the unceded territories of the Hulkamunum, Hunkamunum speaking Musqueam people. And this is Animal Brain Radio, here to bring you the best of goth, punk, alternative, and new wave music. We've got a pretty solid show for you guys here today. We are having some technical difficulties here at the station, but hey, it's all good. Nothing we can't handle. But so just a heads up if there's a few hiccups. Figured we'd start the show off today with some pretty solid proto-punk-esque kind of stuff. So kind of if the 50s met the mosh pit, you know. that's how I like to think of this stuff, you know, kind of beboppy, but not, I don't know, that's kind of a weird thing to say. But, yeah, we've got Pointed Sticks, Gizmos, but before all that, let's hit it off with a Portland band that I really like called Wipers. This is Tragedy from Is This Real?
Home, man. ever wanted to get too close to you, I didn't want to fall in love. You told me all the stories that the boys and the gore and they died when you gave them the shove. But I fell for you and I'm feeling funny, like maybe I'm the next in line. I guess I'm just another guy out of luck. Whoa, whoa, I guess this time I'm just a run out of luck.
Welcome back to Animal Brain Radio, here to bring you the best of goth, punk, alternative, and new wave music. That was Out of Luck by the Pointed Sticks from our very own Vancouver, BC. And before that, we had Reggae Song by the Gizmos coming from, Indiana, USA. Always, the name of the album is Hoosier Hysteria, and I always forget Hoosier is an Indiana thing. And before that, we had Tragedy by Wipers from Portland, big on the geography today for some reason. So coming up next, I want to keep the punk rock stuff going, but, you know, this is a very stylistically diverse show, you know. For the rest of coming up in the next hour, we've got The Clash, Sugar Cube, Psychedelic Furs. And we've also got some Cocteau Twins coming up today, which isn't something I usually play. But before all of that, I want to do some Sonic Youth. I'm a big fan of Kim Gordon, but she's not singing on this particular track. This is actually one of my favorite Sonic Youth songs called Incinerate. And welcome back to Animal Brain Radio, here to bring you the best of goth, punk, alternative, and new wave music, emphasis on the punk so far. Before that, we just heard Good Good Things by the... gosh, what a day I've had. Sorry, you just listened to Big Thumbs by SNFU from the one voted most likely to succeed, another great Vancouver band, highly recommend. Before that, we had Incinerate by Sonic Youth, classic, gotta love it. Takes you back to the 90s, even if you weren't alive during then. That's me. I wasn't, you know, I'm a 90s kid in another time, apparently. So, coming up next, I alluded for a second to a Descendants song that I want to play. Also got kind of a mix of stuff. I really like the Descendants. I read an interesting, like, forum post the other day talking about how a lot of, like, your pop-punk bands like Fall Out Boy or Panic at the Disco, they really got their influence from the Descendants, so I'm a big fan of playing them. After that, be sure to stick around. We've got the whole... we've got Hole with Courtney Love and the Ramones coming up. Here is Good Good Things by the Descendants.
I know a place up in the air. It's not very far. I've been there before. Well, I know a place cool and warm, cool in my blood and warm in my heart. Come on down and walk with me and tell me how you've been. I only wanna know a couple of things about you.
Howdy, howdy, folks. If you didn't get the name of that song, that is Sheena is a Punk Rocker by, you guessed it, the Ramones in their typical Ramonesy fashion. Before that, we had Malibu by Hole, and before that, we had Good Good Things by Descendants. Kind of weird to put Sheena is a Punk Rocker right after Malibu. That had an interesting aftertaste. I want to talk more about Malibu, actually. You know, I was playing it, and, you know, it's the end of the term for us here at UBC, and it's pretty brutal with, you know, exams coming up and everything. And, you know, just hearing that song, it was so beautiful, and it made me wonder, like, I wondered if people were thinking the same thing. So I found a Rolling Stones article about that particular album about Celebrity Skin, and they talk about Malibu as a gorgeous, they use the word gorgeous, and I do believe that is. Another review I caught an eye on talked about how it was reminiscent of the sunset, you know. But in this Rolling Stones article, they're talking about Malibu as a ballad about separation and escape. And they talk about Erlandson's guitar changes from silveriness to something rougher in a heartbeat. Rock and roll that's supple enough to handle love's amphitheaters of emotion. And oh my god, that album is just so good. I totally didn't... I remember, like, hearing it, the last track of the song, Petals, in, like, a horror movie I was watching, and I didn't think much about it, but I was like, dang, that's a good song. But this is really, you know, the stress of the term and just this song, you know, it just kind of remind me everything's going to be okay. And I think that's kind of the beauty of music, I guess. But yeah, it's a great Rolling Stones album, just Rolling Stones review about the album Celebrity Skin. Courtney Love's also a great musician. For those of you who are wondering where you've heard that name, she's kind of notable for being Kurt Cobain's spouse, but she's got a beautiful, as you probably heard, a beautiful career with their band Hole. So highly recommend that if you're into some 90s girl boss rock. All right, folks, we are at the half hour of Animal Brain Radio. We're going to go ahead and take a quick ad break, but be sure to stick around for some more punk rock, new wave, goth, and alternative music.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians aged 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. One in seven Canadians aged 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
Discover Noreen Braun's album, Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forest and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
MRG presents Garrett T. Willey at the Wise Hall, performing his debut album, Same Pain. This 23-year-old from Pingcum Inlet offers the world something it has genuinely been missing for a while, a contemporary take on hardscrabble blues and the purest, rawest rock and roll. Don't miss Garrett T. Willey's show at the Wise Hall on December 2nd, and be sure to catch his in-studio performance and interview on Noise Complaint by CITR 101.9, also on December 2nd.
And welcome back to Animal Brain Radio. I'm your host, DJ Nathan, here to bring you the best of goth, punk, alternative, and new wave music. Prior to the ad break, we were discussing the beauty of a whole song I really like. So taking it back to the 90s, we were talking about Malibu and how there's a great Rolling Stones article. I don't remember the date, but on the song and the album Celebrity Skin. And then after that, we played some Ramones, which is the funniest thing I can play. The Ramones are just so funny, and I always just think about my roommate. You know, I'm pretty sure I talked about this story before, but he's like, dude, every Ramones song starts exactly the same. They're like, 1, 2, 3, or like, 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's like totally off tempo, and then they like do the song in a completely different like tempo that they started. So they'll be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's like the funniest thing ever. So I don't know. I just think the Ramones are a really goofy band. Love them. Classic. But yeah, after the emotional roller coaster I had playing Malibu, I could not believe I was playing Sheena as a punk rocker. I was literally like, oh my God, this song is so beautiful. And then, yeah, anyway. So, yeah, for those of you just tuning in, we do have half an hour in the show left, and we're going to bring the energy back up. So in this next half hour, I got some great stuff queued up. We've got the Sugar Cubes, we've got the Psychedelic Furs, but stick around for that, because first we're going to bring up the energy with some punk rock. There's this great punk rock band from Detroit that I really like, and if you're interested in finding POC and African American artists, this is actually a great band for you. This is the band Death, not to be confused with the metal band Death. This is the punk rock band Death, and this is Politicians in My Eyes. That was Elvis Costello. Here's Politicians in My Eyes.
1, 2, 3, now! But they do real stupid things, but then you do touch them because you're never gonna
expressions in my eyes. Reaching out, shaking hands, making friends and other plans. Some will rise, some will fall, some won't even answer. Come, look ahead, see them fly, see the twinkle in their eyes. Politicians, tell me why can't you hear the people cry?
Okie dokie, folks. Welcome back to Animal Brain Radio. Well, that's what you're listening to. No need to welcome you back. I'll let you guess which one of those songs was a 90s song. Did you guess which one it was? Okay, yeah, it was the one I just played. So that was Some Things Never Fall by the Black Halos. Once again, from Vancouver. So, I've been playing quite a bit of Vancouver punk bands. There's quite a bit of a cult following here. It's pretty interesting. And before that, a couple of other bands that have a great cult following. We had Cron Gen from Across the Pond. And before that, we had Politicians in My Eyes by Death from Detroit, Michigan. Those two bands before the Black Halos. One might say they're actually kind of proto-punk. So the evolution of punk as a genre is a really interesting subject that I want to talk more about on my show. You know, it has its roots in like rock and roll, and it kind of arose out of many different places. But, you know, Death, that was like 77, right, when, you know, a lot of the punk bands were kind of showing up. And they didn't really classify themselves as a punk band, but their kind of hard-hitting style that they were pushing for kind of was kind of an anticipation of the punk rock style that was to come following that. And Cron Gen, I mean, was one of the first, they kind of showed up in that 70s wave of punk that came in the UK. And so it was kind of interesting to hear a few different bands from different waves of punk, and then that last one was like 90s. So I don't know, and I think that's pretty interesting about alternative music in general. It's a really broad genre, but you know, you can kind of trace you can trace like distinct cultural threads, and I just think that's kind of neat with this music. Well, we do have 10 minutes remaining on the show, so I'm going to wrap it up, play some songs for y'all, and say goodbye. Hope you guys enjoy Animal Brain Radio. I will be taking a hiatus, so in December I have to do some field work as part of my education in the botany program, so I'll be going out to South Africa to study some grass. It's going to be a fun time. I am excited to check out the grasslands there. But in the meantime, I will not be able to do my show for December. I will be back in January. And so keep an eye on the schedule. My mom actually just made a really sick logo for the show. It's like this pig wearing sunglasses. So look for the pig wearing sunglasses, and that's where I'll be. And for those of you who are regular listeners of my show and that I know offhand, I will let you know when my show comes back up if you are enjoying it. With that, stay tuned for the upcoming book club meet that we usually have. And in the meantime, here is Something to Soothe Us on the Way Out, Pitch the Baby by the Cocteau Twins. See you guys in a couple months. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
inside in the days of 39. Oh, please leave the vendetta open. Federico lockers dead and gone. Bullet holes in the cemetery wall. The black car of the Johnny of the beer. Spanish bombs on the Costa Rica are flying in on the DC 10 tonight.
Spanish bombs.
You got the gear of Benito. Oh my god, a thong.
Spanish bombs.
Yes, the quiero infinito. Yes, the quiera. Oh my god, a thong.
Spanish
weeks in my disco casino. The freedom fighters died up on the hill.
They sang the red flag.
They wore the black one. After they died, it was Mockingbird Hill.
Back from the buses.
Went up in flashes. The Irish too.
Drenched in blood.
Spanish bombs. Shatter the hotels. A senorita's old as myth in the bar.
Spanish bombs.
Yes, the quiero infinito. Yes, the quiera. Oh my corazón.
Spanish bombs.
Yes, the quiero infinito. Yes, the quiera. Oh my corazón. Hillsides ring with the people. Or can I hear the echoes from the days of 39?
Trenches full of bullets.
A ragged army fixing bayonets to fight the other line.
Spanish
bombs rock the province. I'm hearing music from another time.
Spanish
bombs cause the problem. I'm flying in on a DC 10 tonight.
Spanish bombs.
You got the quiero infinito. Oh my god, a thong.
Spanish bombs.
You're the quiero infinito. You're the quiero. Oh my god, a thong. Oh my god, a thong. Oh my god, a thong.
Spanish songs in Andalusia.
Mandolina.
Oh my god, a thong.
Spanish songs in Granada.
Scream at the fools wanna jump my train.